All right, we're back. That was Johnny Rivers, Secret Agent Man, 1966. And man, that takes us back a long ways and kind of what we grew up listening to. For everybody that doesn't know Shkwait Shakhlakh, he's my brother. He's from Gwaishkina, BC, but he's an extreme survivalist. He survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. So he's had to endure a lot of physical ailments and environmental ailments. So very honored to have him come and join us. How are you doing, Shkwait?
I'm doing as well as I can.
Yeah, so man, that was that sure took me back a few years. Secret Agent Man. And we have a subject today, and it's on tenacity, and would love to hear your words on that, because we know how tenacious you were.
I like that it's mainly a positive trait, a positive, you know, people tend to think tenacity and stubbornness are one and the same, but they aren't, because tenacity is a positive. You're fighting towards a goal. And you ain't, and you're not wanting to give up on reaching that goal. Whereas stubbornness is you just don't want to change your mind, or change your mind and whatever on a certain position or whatever. You know, it can be a positive, but more often than not, it's a negative. So that's all I could think of is for tenacity was, you know, the mixing up of the two. And you know, I'm hoping our people start getting tenacious in the way we think and all that, because we're going to hell in a handbasket. the way we're going now, so we got to get tenacious. You know, like a secret agent man there. You know, that's what we've become. You know, we got to sneak around, pussy foot around if we're, you know, believers in the Creator and have our positions on this, politics and all that, religion, you know. You know, they've turned right into wrong and wrong into right. And right now there's more people believing that. So, you know, that's why I like the secret agent man. That's what I feel like with my thoughts and beliefs.
Well,
in politics and religion.
Well, it's good for us here, especially here at CJSF, because we have a lot of tenacious people working here. We have Magnus, we have Jesse, we have Conobar, we have Jujul, Chris, and many other of our volunteer workers here that keep us going. And sometimes it gets pretty rough because, you know, the software is always changing, and things happen to our programs and programming. And we need these people here, and they're so tenacious and they keep us going. And it's just wonderful. And for you to come on our show all, you know, every week and keep going and bringing us some positive music and positive words on how you were able to, you know, make it through all your ailments and traumas. It's pretty awesome. And so we're we're very grateful to have you come on our show live and just join us and share.
Yeah, yeah. It gives me a reason to keep plugging on, not let my brain go dead.
Mm-hmm.
I could let it go dead because I'm not really able to be exercising to the full potential. So, once you're in that kind of state, you kind of just turn the boob tube on and become a vegetable.
Mm.
I look forward to each week radio program. So I'm thankful there for you guys for giving me a reason to want to keep going.
Mm.
You there at the station and all the people that make things run there, and the listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a real special time. I know I get a lot of energy from a lot of our co-hosts here and yourself. It's a big part of my life, and it keeps me fired up and ready for the next week after the show. I just get so energized, and just really appreciate all of you for coming in and making my life a better place in this world, and lots of appreciation. So we're going to have to say bye for now, and we just thank you for joining us and giving us all the positivity that we need.
Okay. That was a good day today.
Mm.
And I thank you guys for letting me be part of it.
Mm. Okay. So, bye for now, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay. Bye for now.
All right.
Bye, bro.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Everybody bye. Says bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shekhlech from Gwaishkina, BC. And we're going to be coming back soon, and we're going to be carrying on with the program, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for reliable and free resources to navigate the digital world safely? Look no further. Media Smarts is here to help. From learning how to protect your privacy to managing screen time, Media Smarts offers all kinds of free resources for everyone about life online. Learn how to spot fake news with the help of the House Hippo. Think critically about the media all around you. And find ways to empower yourself online. Visit mediasmarts.ca today and learn the skills you need to thrive in the digital age.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to be getting to Lady Fima up next, but we're going to hear some music from Glass Beams. They're from Melbourne, Australia. They got Indian vibe, and the name of the song is called Rattlesnake, so stay tuned, listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. Thank you. it was Glass Beams and their song called Rattlesnake.
Mm.
And they're from Australia. And we have on the line with us, we have Lady Fima. How are you doing, Lady Fima?
Hello, dear Chief. I'm doing fantastic. My sincere greetings to each one of you at the studio as a team, as one unit, and respected listeners across the country and outside of the country.
Welcome. We're so happy to have you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. We have a subject today, and it's on tenacity, and would love to hear your words on that.
Definitely is just, it means courage, fact, and don't quit.
Mm.
Courage is the Celine Dion. She had a song as a courage.
Mm.
Is outstanding. And Anna Marcus, you know, is, she is another courage, you know, at the, as a child to the teenager time. She represented Canada in the world with the Irish dancing.
Mm.
This is courage.
Mm.
And the fact is they choose who they want to become.
Mm.
And they had that dream, and they never quit. They never quit about their dreams. They work on it, and they achieved it. And another person that I can refer, Omid Jalili, that he is coming, the Iranian British actor and comedian. He has a tour in Vancouver, May 26. Please visit his site, and they have a limited seat. And he's the, you know, he study, his education is the, he has a PhD basically, and graduate from United Kingdom. And he started to teach in university as a professor. And however, his dream, his passion was on the acting, to be comedian, a stand-up comedian, and actor as well. And he achieved it. He became who he wanted to become. So that is the courage that he never stepped down, and he never forget about it, even after after very long journey of his study. And he's going to visit, he has a tour to Washington, D.C., Seattle, San Diego, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. And his first start is starting from Canada, Vancouver.
Mm.
Is very, very special.
Wow.
And please visit his site on YouTube. And he has so many programs and so many interviews and so many shows that he brings a lot of joy and laugh to your house, to your heart, and is amazing. And please visit his site, Omid Jalili, OMIDDJALILI. And I hope you visit his site and enjoy his show, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, these are the example of the courage, and we never quit on our, at our own dream.
Mm-hmm.
And as a nationwide, to the universe, I'm speaking to the universe, to each one of you. Dream big, fly high, and the sky is unlimited. As always, Counselor Fairy refer these phrases for the joy, for the never quit, you know, on your dreams, on your mission, and carry on. Carry on with your mission and enjoy your journey on this Mother Earth, and just fly high, because the sky is unlimited.
Mm.
Thank you very much for having me on your show. And after all, I am the student of mankind as a nationwide.
Mm.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Always so impressive to have your wise words, your empowerment for all of our minds. It's just a blessing.
Thank
we
you.
We do know we have a lot of students listening too from all over the world. They come to this university and study. So we congratulate all of them for their tenacity in going through their schooling and graduating. I know last week they had some big ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to offer our congratulations to them for their tenacity and going through all their education and fighting through their exams and their homework.
It's like a salmon upstream tenacity.
So, yeah, we really do appreciate all of them for, you know, what they're producing in the world.
Absolutely.
You know, much like the rest of nature, you know, we're all in this world striving along, trying to improve the world, improve each other, and make this world a blessing and a more peaceful place. We know there's a lot of countries out there that are struggling right now in a lot of negativity and war. So we extend our hearts out to them, our prayers, our well wishes for all of them that are suffering out there, our brothers and sisters here on planet Earth. And and we thank you for joining us live and sharing, you know, your mind and all your wisdom and your positivity to enable us to continue on in our journey and make this world a better place and a special place. So we thank you, and we're going to have to say bye for now.
Yes, bye-bye. Thank you very much. It's my privilege. It's my honor. Thank you kindly.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our Lady Fahima, and she's the production manager here at Free Voices and for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society.
What a good reminder, hey? Fly high.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah,
real good.
Giving us the winds that we need to fly in this world and become successful and achievers. And so she's always bringing us achievers too. So and she's always reminding
us. Tenacious achievers.
Yeah, very. Yeah. So we're going to continue on with our program here. And I have one last thing that I'm going to play here. I was trying to do it earlier, but this time I should be able to get it on. So let's try it.
Hello? Is anyone there? I can't get in. Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in a rush.
Ugh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability, and 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure, every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhansen.com. That's rickhansen.com.
Do that then. Okay, we're back, and we were just gonna end up the show, and you wanted to say something, Wegedisk.
Yeah, it will be my pleasure to share with the listeners a visualization and a manifesting process. And it's a bit of a meditation. It involves your imagination, but most importantly, bringing that vision down into your heart And they say the longest road is from the head to the heart. And it's true, because you can think things and you can really have all these fantastic images, but unless you feel them and feel them as though they are happening in the here and now, they will not have the same tenacity of manifesting into our world. And the one that I want to share with everybody is a vision of yourself in heaven, in abundance, in health, in prosperity. Your friends, your family are there. You have piles of gold and silver everywhere. You have fresh water. You have amazing air. You have everything that you will ever need. It's all around you. And the final bit of it is that no matter what happens, you will always have enough. No matter what duties, no matter what opposition comes to your door, you will have more than enough to deal with it. Trust yourself, trust the universe, have faith, and really wallow in that feeling and think about it and imagine yourself and feel the weight of the earth here and now, with yourself sitting in that chair in heaven. And, you know, there's just so much pressure going on with the opposition in the earth right now to increase taxes, increase bills, stress, stress, stress. And I really want to encourage everybody to ignore that external stuff and at least take a minute or two every day and as often as you can to sit yourself in your heavenly throne where you have everything you need, because that reality is far more true than anything else going on in the world. We are all children of the Almighty Creator, God, Allah, whatever you want to call it. We are miraculous creatures and creations of an incredible, incredible inheritance. And I encourage you all to feel that. So please and thank you.
Thank you so much. Very beautiful, wonderful words. And I believe our president wanted to say something too.
Mainly the thing that's coming up is that tenaciousness is, it's a quality and a skill that needs to be cultivated. And if, and we live in a culture, many of us live in a culture that's filled with distractions. So being mindful of where you're putting your attention in your life throughout the day, and nurture that, nurture this, the quality of tenaciousness through your actions and through your daily awarenesses. And I it's actually re-inspired me to pay attention to that aspect for myself as well in having this program today.
Beautiful and wonderful as usual. Thank you guys both for coming in and
thank
making
you.
It in live. It's always so special when I have our co-hosts make it in. It
we do exist.
makes it much more fun. So I'm going to play one last song, and it's from a band, Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis. And it's a family unit, and they're from England. And we have played them on here before, and they're just pretty... like, I guess grassroots sound, like
it's real toe-tapping music.
Yeah, it's got kind of like bluesy and tones of like the, I guess, 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to them. It's Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, and their song called Polly Put the Kettle On. So let's have a listen to that. And thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
All our listeners from all over the world.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, and... come back next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and listen to Free Voices. And upcoming next, we also have one of our other programs, programmers, Jacob, and he's got a show called The Art Show.
The Art Show, awesome.
So thank you, guys. Enjoy, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Nothing in the world can make me bounce and fall.
good enough. Good